There's a thing on the internet now which they call phishing, where they're trying to look for your personal information so they can steal your identity and use your credit. But I think if anybody was going to go fishing, I don't think they would want my identity because my credit is so bad. I think actually if they went fishing and caught my identity, they might want to throw that one back. You know, I don't quite understand the internet with all these names people come up with. I've been a fan of Keith and Girl for a long time now, and never have been active on the forums because it was something always silly to come up with a forums name. And it's almost like people create these online identities and they're concerned about that's part of their identity. They'll argue about that's my username. I can't imagine going on there, two people getting an argument over something like, no, I am Johnny Big Balls. No, I'm Johnny Big Balls. I've been Johnny Big Balls since 1999 when the internet first started. You cannot be Johnny Big Balls. I'm Johnny Big Balls. Or I am Too Hot For You 27. Now, another thing with young people nowadays, and other than arguing about these online names, is the idea of the way they dress nowadays. Some of the, there's got some absurd styles and the way things they were wearing. For example, these skinny jeans that these kids like to wear nowadays. It's like, can I possibly design a pair of jeans that makes me look like a retarded scarecrow? Or perhaps maybe if you could make them tight enough to where my nuts are in a chokehold all day long. Sounds like a very comfortable pair of jeans. Could you maybe design those for me so that I can look fashionable but to be totally uncomfortable all day long?